The 12 Days of Holtzman by Sully, read by X-Men Hater. Fandom, Ghostbusters 2016. On the first day of Holtzman, a genius gave to me. Earrings? Patty asked, looking down at her desk. When she'd left Friday night, the desk had held random pens, her notes from the Strawberry Gardens case, and a couple of books. Now it had all of those things and a pair of earrings, goldish ones that matched her Patty necklace exactly. She picked one up. The gold screw behind the gold U looked the same as... Holtzman? She called, walking over to the five tables and 12 funny-looking machines that defined Holtzman's space. Why are you leaving your jewelry on my desk? We have a wall of storage lockers. Holtzman looked up, her magnifier goggle things distorting her eyes until she pulled them off. Nope.
Nope what?
Holtzman struck a fashion model pose. Darling, she said in a low, throaty voice. I don't clash, I match. Patty looked at her.
Says the person who hasn't worn matching socks since 1996.
Was that a smirk? That was for sure a smirk.
Regardless, they're yours,
Holtzman said, and refused to speak again for the rest of the day. About anything. On the third day of Holtzman, a genius gave to me. Wednesday morning, there were 6 pairs of... No, 12 individual socks on Patty's desk. Argyle, blue paisley, striped, leopard print, and more. One lone sock was a solid bright red.
Be like that,
Patty said to Holtzman's back, and yanked her shoes off to change on the spot. On the fifth day of Holtzman, a genius gave to me. Friday, 12:30. Patty handed Holtzman her sandwich, and Holtzman handed something back. A little black box with a green light on it. Patty looked over at Aaron and Abby. They looked equally mystified.
It's for your phone, obviously, Holtzman said. Lets you call and text from airplane mode.
Ooh, how? Abby asked.
Wait, why? Aaron asked.
Dude, Patty said. It was a 2-hour flight to Chicago and I was gone for a week. A week.
The portal can be breached in less time than that, Holtzman mimed the portal opening. Or did some sort of disco dance. Always hard to tell with Holtzman.
What would you do, though? Transporter me back?
Holtzman's eyes lit up.
No, 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 Patty said in an almost shriek. I am not letting you reassemble my atoms, Jillian. Stop thinking right now.
On the eighth day of Holtzman, a genius gave to me.
A freaking proton sword?
Patty screamed over the shearing noise.
I'm going to dress up like a Jedi and walk around on Halloween with this. Don't think I won't.
She waved it around in increasing arcs.
I would just not hit that support pole, Holtzman said casually as the sword came a few inches from it. Because the building would collapse, and the building collapsing would probably make the power pack explode, and the power pack exploding would probably...
Gotcha,
Patty said hastily, and moved over a step.
Where's our new toys? Aaron asked.
Ow, Abby, move over. You're stepping on my foot.
On the ninth day of Holtzman, a genius gave to me. Patty carefully set her newest gift on the desk next to day 2's rectangular spinny thing. Tarot spread generator, and day 7's lemon-smelling round spinny thing.
You hate eating oranges. Scurvy preventing misproducer.
Holtzman sprinted past her. Abby, already at the proton packs, yelled,
let's go, people! Level 5s don't show up every day!
Holtzy, wait! Patty yelled.
Holtzman, surprisingly, stopped and turned on her heel. Aaron nearly bounced off her.
What? Holtzman asked. What's the lava lamp thing?
Patty asked, gesturing back at her desk.
It's a lava lamp, Holtzman said.
Oh, Patty said. I like lava lamps.
Holtzman nodded.
You told me. Also, she said, looking at her feet. Nice earrings.
Abby whistled.
Later, ladies! Level 5!
Patty jumped for her proton pack. On the 10th day of Holtzman, a genius gave to me.
So what is it?
Aaron and Abby asked in unison, crowding up on Patty's desk. Patty stared at the metallic rose, lit pink and red from within and smelling deliciously rose-like. "Back off," she said absently. On the 11th day of Holtzman, a genius gave to me. "What the hell?" Patty said, lifting a narrow cylinder that honestly looked like... well... The top half started spinning, and a little lighted attachment popped out. Suddenly, it was grabbed out of her hand. This is for later. I don't mean... here," Holtzman said, dropped a pair of earrings in her hand, and beelined back to her lab. The earrings were mismatched. One was the Ghostbusters logo, and the other was a perfect miniature replica of the proton sword. When Patty looked up, Holtzman was nowhere in sight, but Aaron and Abby were creeping closer and closer into her personal space. She sighed. "No, really, I get it," she said. "Yeah, we've known since socks," Aaron said. Abby shook her head. "We haven't known since socks." The intercom crackled. "I've known since the lava lamp," Kevin said. "You did not," Patty shouted in the direction of the stairs. She turned to Abby and Aaron. "Back down, my friends. It's fine." She took off her screw you earrings and put the new ones in. "Patty's got this." On the 12th day of Holtzman, a genius gave. Patty walked straight past the spinny, lighted, interesting-smelling thing on her desk. "Holtzman?" Holtzman popped up from under the bench. "Jillian Holtzman, PhD, PhD, reporting for duty. What do you need?" Patty leaned over the bench, took Holtzman's face in her hands, and kissed her soundly. Holtzman pulled back after a minute. She looked Patty squarely in the eye. Patty stared back solemnly, then laughed out loud as Holtzman broke into a suggestive, more like filthy, dance. With Aaron and Abby cheering behind her, Patty rested her chin on her fist and enjoyed the view. The end.